Welcome everybody to another edition of the Clarion Temple of Oneness. And we're going to invite everyone around the world who is experiencing issues of fear, and especially in the United States, being that it's tax day. So issues of fear and aggravation and any mass consciousness that is involved in the issues that are happening around the world, as in Boston and other areas where events happen that are designed to promote and disseminate fear. So we want to invite the souls into the temple tonight of anyone affected by that, and not just those who are injured or may have died, but those who are walking around on the streets in their bodies, and that their higher selves can attend the temple as well. So we're basically opening up the temple to all souls. So let's bring in the unified whole, which is taking our energies up to the frequency of oneness. And the unified whole exists at the 144th dimensional frequency. So what we do is we start tapping our chest or our knees, because what it does is it activates a physical vibration so that the oneness can actually find us, in addition to us connecting with it. We just count up 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we switch to counting by tens. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. Take a deep breath. 110, 120, 130, 140, 141, 142, 143, 144. Take a deep breath again. Breathe in that frequency shift. You should be feeling it as we have activated our consciousness into a higher dimensional frequency. While we're here, we call upon the spiritual hierarchy. We call upon the three M's, which is Lord Melchizedek, Lord Metatron, and the Mahatma, to bring us the platinum net. The platinum net comes around us as we breathe in, infiltrates us, and it acts as it gets removed when we breathe out to take away anything of the lower vibrational frequencies that does not serve us while we were on this call and participating in this work. And we call upon Saint Germain with the violet flame to totally encase us and infuse us. Picture the violet flame filling up your entire aura. And the violet flame acts to continue to transmute and remove anything that could not be removed, that still needs to be worked on, that we want to have transformed. These could be thought forms, experiences, anything, including what's going on in the world today. And then we call upon Paul the Venetian with the pink flame, the ray of God that is rejuvenation, healing, love, and compassion. It is active intelligence. It serves to fill in any and all areas that have been removed with the love and compassion so that we can go through these processes with as much grace and ease as possible. And then we call upon the golden flame from Lord Buddha to totally encase us and surround us. Spins from our Earth star up through our heart chakra, up through our crown to our soul star. So that the Earth star and the soul star spin simultaneously in a clockwise direction. This forms our light body, our Merkaba body. And we ask this to happen for ourselves individually and for the group, since we are together on this call in our consciousness. And we will be traveling to the temple together. And we ask that the spiritual hierarchy place spiritual mirrors facing outward on each aspect of the Merkaba body walls, so that anything that tries to enter is reflected back to source. Take another deep breath, and we will bring this energy back down to the fifth dimensional frequency and ground it 143, 142, 141, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Breathe in. Ground it in through your Earth Star down into Gaia. Because we're now activating the frequencies of the higher dimensions within the fifth. And here is Milarese to continue the preparations of the energies.
Thank you so much. Okay, we're going to put out our intentions for tonight. And I also like to include the whale and the dolphins in night healing, because I know they must be totally affected by all these energies. I'd also like to, anyone that's on Facebook, the Lord Adama message that I put up today, it's also on Walking Tarot Krista, and it's on my page, I did not know about the tragedies that happened today in Boston. So it represents the reflection of the self. I think it would be very helpful to read if anybody would like to do that. I'm sure he would be pleased. Okay, let's take a deep breath. Put those intentions out of bringing in the love, the compassion, the joy, and so that we can really help the planet today. Breathing deeply, those energies that we connected with on the 144th dimension now spiral downwards from our I Am Presence to come down into our physical body through the Antakarana Bridge, which is the Rainbow Bridge, from our monad, which is our soul, many soul personalities of our I Am, and coming into the physical body. And then it's going to center into our soul star, which sits about 6 inches above our crown. So feel these colors upon colors just coming into your physical essence and breathing. We're going to breathe deeply into each of the chakras. We start with the crown area, expanding the crown, the whole chakra column with each breath that you take. Also, this will help expand your auric field into the third eye, the throat, the thymus, the heart, solar plexus, sacral, and then the root. And allow all these colors now, like you could see many different kinds of colors, red and green and pink and blues and lavenders and violet and gold and pearlescent and colors upon colors blending within you. Blending them down into your legs, into your joints, into your feet, into your Earth Star. The Earth Star now, the Earth Star sits 6 inches below our feet. And this is our connection to Gaia and to the Earth. The Earth Star and the Soul Star spin simultaneously, creating this connection within your heart center, your thymus chakra, and your solar plexus, as that becomes one unified chakra on the fifth dimensional chakra grid. Just feeling those energies blending within you. We're now going to activate the Merkaba vehicle by spinning the Earth Star and the Soul Star. Feel them spinning outwards and feel in opposite direction of spinning within you in a counterclockwise manner. That's going to create the ability to actually do teleportation traveling eventually. So we're going to move from the energies that we are now out of this earth plane area and moving up into the solar level, which is in the 10th dimensional level, in moving into the intergalactics of the 11th, moving up into the universal level, into the 20s, And then the multi-universal level that takes us beyond the 36-dimensional level. This is where the Clarion Temple of Oneness resides, feeling those energies incorporating within you. As now we feel ourselves just walking within a field of flowers. And there's a beautiful rainbow bridge. We're going to walk across that rainbow bridge. As we walk across the rainbow bridge, it is our connection to the Clarion Temple. You can see it in the distance. It's a bluish, silverish type of building. As we walk across the bridge, you may see many souls meeting you, awaiting our arrival. It is a very pristine and magical area. We take a garden pathway that takes us through a little mini forest of trees and babbling brooks. And then we see the steps that go up to the temple. And there's about a half a dozen of them, six. So we walk up the steps and we meet Archangel Michael's warriors. And then we see Yamtias, who is our guide for this temple. Yamtias was Fred from the Clarion 9/11 beings. And he has transformed himself into his higher self. So he's going to guide us down the steps. It's an amphitheater. I'm going to go all the way to the bottom. There are many rows and rows of many souls that come to this temple for healing. Not just each of us that are within body, but many souls out of body, which is guided by Archangel Michael. And we sit at the bottom row. And we're just going to take a deep breath. The angels will come through first, and then Divine Mother and Father God will give us an attunement, and then we will then listen to our speaker, the Lord of the Great Bear Star System. So he has never been here before, so it's going to be very exciting for all of us. Just breathing deeply, feeling yourself settling into your seat, and think of nothing else but these moments for you. We are the angels. We are happy. Happy to be with you once again. Oh, this evening is very, very beautiful. It is an exciting time for each of us. We know that the challenges that you're feeling upon the earth, but let us now, in this moment, within this beautiful temple, just bring forth the beauty of this moment of gathering together in oneness. We are the angels of the cherubim, the seraphim, the ophanim, and the elohim. So just breathe and feel your own angel wings as you are here for a very particular reason. And we thank you for stepping into this world of oneness. Many blessings to each of you. I am that I am, that I am, that I am. I am the cosmic great central sun of the divine mother and father God as one union. Oh, it is our deep pleasure to be here with you once again. And how can we not be with you when you are feeling so many challenges and energies going on upon the world, especially today? Oh, there is much upheaval happening. Oh, do you know why? Do you know why? The forces of the other side that have been holding into the matrix are truly not so happy. They see people starting to change. So things are happening right now, and we're not really going to discuss any details of that because that is not our role here. Our role here is to give as much beauty and love that we can to you so that we can feel the oneness. As your heart expands, we feel this. We feel you coming into unity of your own self and the unity in the world around you. The hardest part is really understanding the world around us, but we cannot have any understanding. All that we can do is remember where we were previously and allow those energies to unfold and say, "Oh, I thank God. Divine Mother and Father God, they have assisted me so much to realize that I am no longer in that space." And it does take steps to get into this continually of oneness, but this is the place to be in this beautiful temple of light. We have wanted to share some updated information as changes are occurring rapidly, as you are experiencing upon the earth. So it is very important that each of you hold your ground with your own thought process and the energies that are happening within you to assist this planet. This is what you're here for. This is your awakening process. This is allowing you to come into full creation of your own self. And what a beautiful self each of you are. We are so excited to be able to expand our energies unto you this evening because we are moving towards the lunar eclipse, which you're going to be seeing more of these events occurring, unfortunately. The elements of awakening is not easy, and those that do not want to accept are going to be infiltrated with more darkness within their beings, and it is not because of their own way of existence. It is because just all these other forms of energy want to hold down as many as they can. So we need to help each of you arise, so that you can be the ones that are allowing the light to be stronger than the dark, and these elements of individual experiences do not take hold of your being, as it is so easy to do. It is also a time of the Festival of the Christ, as you know. The Festival of the Christ is the first amazing Wesak festival that is about resurrection. So do not be surprised if you are feeling in the next 10 days more elements arising out of you to prepare you for the amazing Wesak event. We're very, very excited to be here with you at this time, to be able to communicate to you in this movement that is occurring upon the earth. And it is quite a movement, because many planetary structures are looking at the earth with the changes that you are going through and seeing the awakening of so many individuals. So many star seeds and so many wonderful people are fully allowing to see themselves differently than they ever had before. So this evening, what we want to do is we want to prepare you for the energies that you're going to be experiencing from our beautiful guest. And what are those experiences going to be? We're going to let him discuss what he wants to talk about. But what is it that each of you desire now? This is a perfect time because this day the world is in a lot of duality, which represents a structural change occurring within the Earth's atmosphere, as individuals move and separate from parts of themselves. The duality that is existing can no longer take a hold of you if you don't allow it to be. So it's important that we assist you through this process, because there may be a few other changes that are going to be happening within the planet in the next week or so. So you must allow your thought processes to be of your higher self, to be of your I Am presence. And so we want to elevate you this evening. We want to elevate you into a whole new experience. Because as you travel through the changes and doing your own initiations of being a planetary master, moving into cosmic awareness, it creates such a shift within your physical essence, within your consciousness. So we want to help you arise from any other thoughts that may be trying to interfere with the totality of accepting a higher sense of your being. So this is what we're going to share with you in the next few moments. Take a deep breath and allow the essences that you no longer want. What is it that you have experienced in the last few days, or maybe today, or what you're experiencing now as you're thinking about what has happened in the world today? Let's remove those. Let's remove ourselves from those experiences, because you will start to understand what exactly is occurring for you if you allow your higher self to be the guiding rule physically. We know all of you are tapping into that essence, but it depends on where you are in your structural changes that it is occurring for you. So we want to be fully aware together of oneness, and that oneness needs to occur in your physical body. Not just wishing it to be so, not just saying prayers for others, but allowing those essences to be within you, because you need the prayers also. You're not in a destructive place at this moment. You may be emotionally or mentally, but not physically. We're all safe in this moment. So take that as a deep moment of gratitude. Breathing deeply, allow this essence to elevate you. Feeling the energies within your root. So let's go into the root chakra, and we want to bring in the crystalline light, the ray of balance. Allowing the ray of balance to filter anything that's stuck in that root area, because we have a tendency to hold on to those energies, as this is our grounding force upon the earth, but it's also one that can hold us back from not allowing the higher frequencies to be within. Harmony and beauty. Harmony and beauty. We want you to breathe in that crystalline light. Allow it to go into your root and allow it to filter up through your entire chakra system. Feel it arising from your root. Now let it reach your heart. Your heart is full of compassion and love. Take the harmony and balance of the crystalline and blend it with the pink and the green of your heart chakra, the pink of the creative activation, the compassion and love, divine love coming fully within your being. Feel them meshing together and taking it all the way up to your crown and going into any parts of your body, allowing your whole essence, your physical essence, to be embodied with the crystalline and the pink. the energy now downwards into your root. So everything that was not in alignment a few moments ago, now feel the crystalline and now feel the pink ray of love just embodying you completely. Almost like you feel like curling up into a little ball and taking a little nap. But just embrace the love. Embrace the balance and the harmony through your entire being. Now we're going to do something a little bit different this evening that we have not done previously. But due to what is occurring upon the earth, we're now going to send this energy outwards. Usually we wait until later. But we want to do it now. We want Gaia. We want all the individuals that have been hurt. We want everyone that is going through a huge moment of transition within them to fully embrace this essence of the crystalline and the pink together. So let's just breathe. And we feel everyone in the temple just breathing together. We are one nucleus of breath and expression, a pink harmony. Oh, feel the crystalline light and just allow the temple to expand themselves through the multidimensional level and the multi-universal level, excuse me, into the universal level, into the intergalactic level, into the solar level, into the earth. And just breathe this essence. Oh. So with your breath, you breathe it out like seeing a diva of the wind. And allow it to go, everyone that is connected with anything that is going on in the world right now, to take this moment of rejuvenation of the harmony and the creation of love to encircle Gaia, to encircle all her inhabitants, and to all the tragedies that have been happening around the world. So there is a breath of frequency. Now feel Gaia, and she's receiving this essence, and she's filled, she's holding it deeply upon the earth. She thanks us. Now we bring that energy back into us, feeling ourselves back into the temple once again. It is our divine pleasure with the Divine Mother and Father God to be one with each of you in these moments. Many blessings. The light of the Christ at One is lit for the entire structure of planet Earth. And you are holding that light along with each of us. Namaste. So let's now take a deep breath. And now we're going to bring Lord of the Great Bear Star System forward. Greetings, my dearest ones. What a divine pleasure to be here with each of you. I encompass the dimensional frequencies of the higher realms, of your stars, of the interplanets, and all the intergalactics of the Christed universes. We come tonight as a divine pleasure to be able to share with you our light in this manner through a voice. This is very, very exciting for each of us. I have with me beings from the Andromedans, beings from the Sirians B, beings from Arcturus and Pleiades, and many others. You may see many different. We fill the stage, and we arise our energies, and our friends are in the temple amongst each of you. This is the beauty of our energy. Tonight, we want to share. We want to share about the upcoming energies. A meteor shower of love. It is our way of expressing that we are one with each of you. And this is the way that we can share it in these moments. Because more will be coming. I know many are looking for the ships. They are waiting to see physical appearances. Because humans have a way of wanting a great celebration and waiting for that ship to land. And all of a sudden, all these beings come out of the ship and welcome them into the ship. And then they take them to different places. Do you know why everyone is so concerned with the intergalactics? Because you are us! You want to be where we are! And you have chosen to be here now! And you so want to feel those energies once again! And to know that you can communicate! So we are showing you a way to communicate. I bring to you tonight the 21st ray of this dimensional frequency of divine structure. You see, some of you have already been there, and then you come down here to this earth, and you think it's the same, and it is not. We send this message to all the starseeds that are struggling with their lives now because Earth is not what they want it to be. They have a hard time existing in this duality. And they fight the system because they have the gifts. They have the ability to tune in, to channel, to feel the energies, to have amazing dream states, geometric patterns, be able to understand what it is to be an intergalactic of high technological essence. But do you know why so many of you are here? You're here not to show everyone what you know. You're here to be in oneness because this is the planet that is changing. And so many in the last 20 or 30 years are so much part of these energies. So we say to you, let us blend. You must blend the energies. So we're going to share with you the essence of how to do that. Do you think that each of us could stand here in front of you in all of these planetary systems and agree? Oh, there were times that we could not. So I overlay all of these essences to come into oneness. Just like you are communicating with your spiritual hierarchy of the overlighting energies to come into oneness, I overlay the intergalactic energies so that we can come together. This is our time, and what a perfect day to allow these essences to come into creation because what is happening on your earth, the the intensity, the thought forms, and the lack of compassion amongst so many, but yet others are awakening unto that compassion, and they just don't understand why it can't be. You tap into another world of existence, and you want that world of existence. How do you think it changes? It has to change because each of you are changing, and you here listening in these moments are the ones that will show how it's done. Not by what you know, not by how to do things, just by being. Being that multidimensional self that is acquiring within your physical existence. It is just amazing to watch. So now we are going to be infiltrating more often. They say that this meteor shower of this month, 22nd of April, is going to be huge for everyone to see. It is an expression of oneness. It is an expression of fireworks. As the fireworks come down from the higher universes into this sky formation of this earth, it becomes a oneness. It doesn't become like, oh my gosh, what is going to happen to me? We must realize that this is lights within lights shining down upon each of you to help you remember the part of yourself that is the intergalactic. And that may have been eons and eons of time ago for you. Or it may have just been yesterday. It does not matter when it is, because those timelines become very active within your etheric self. So allowing those timelines to be active in your memories, into your dreams, into your thought processes, our essence is going to be able to overlight many of the dark forces that have been upon this planet from other planetary universes. It's going to assist in bringing in more frequency of light on a physical basis by a molecular structure. Not just the fact that there are elements stuck in environmental conditions, this is a showing of your planetary structure with all the others coming into oneness, coming into the frequency of light that is us together. Don't we deserve to be with one another? Don't we deserve to have what we had from the beginning? Before we came into this creative process of planetary structures, when we were all one spherical ball of light, and we just moved from place to place. Well, this is what is occurring. I ask of you now to look within the temple up above, because the temple is open. There is no ceiling. Of the blue gold ray filtering within you and the entire temple. Let us heal these individuals that are newly upon the temple of oneness. Let us heal. They may be in a state of confusion because they just don't know. Maybe they just passed over, and maybe their spiritual pathway did not allow them to think that something like this is possible. But this is what you share in this temple, of the light that it is, of this expression moving into the totality of complete oneness. The beauty of these moments is the movement into expressing many facets of life into the one essence that we are. So tonight, this is why we are here. We are here to tell you about this, but we are here to be one with you. If you think about what the blue gold actually means, it represents divine structure. What is that divine structure? In the mental aspects of your mind, you may not be able to ascertain what that truly means. But if you take yourself out of this body that you're inhabiting, and you travel through the heavens and the heavens up to the 36th dimensional frequency, you will see that that's where I am. But so are you. You just don't remember. It is not part of your process at this time to stay in that frequency, as your body could not hold those elements. But you can take a little portion of it. So tonight I give you a small star lit essence to put into your heart so that you can tap into these elements and this frequency to help you become more grounded, to know that if you are a starseed, you can ground that more, because what you are bringing is more light into the planet to help the places of duality. Not hold on to the duality yourself, as so many starseeds have a tendency to do. So arise to the occasion. Arise to the star. You see this beautiful star coming down now of the blue gold into the entire temple. Feel it. It is huge, because this star represents each of us. It represents all the beautiful beings I have with me here tonight. Some of them you may know. Ashtar Command, Lord of Sirius, Lord of Arcturus, the Andromedans, Master Valentia, Lady Walter, all the beautiful beings that have been here before, the Syrians and the Essence, the Pleiadians, and all the Councils of Light. They are all here tonight. They are all here to bring in this essence, because we are becoming complete together. So see the blue gold star coming down. And as it comes down into the top of the temple, it's going to filter a portion of its essence into each of your hearts. And then there is a star glyph that is going to activate within your own heart center for you to tap into any time that you need assistance, that you need to feel each of us, or you need to remember that part of your multidimensional self that is becoming so what does this do? It creates the ability to remember the divine being that you are, because it is so much forgotten within this earth plane. So we express this essence unto you as each of the stars, the one star becomes many more stars within each of you within this temple. We will all be stars within stars of each other. Feel the essence of a star within your heart. It is now sparkling. It may be turning. Just touch it if you'd like, or feel its essence vibrating within your heart. feel that essence fully vibrating. And then touch your third eye, because there's another aspect of it that's going into your third eye, and it should allow you, if you have the ability to intuitively see, an expansion of stars and sky of the blue gold. Feel this vision now as it comes down into this temple, unto each of you. This vibration will change you. It will allow you to perceive your divine essence. There's an expansion occurring outside of yourself in this moment. In this expansion, it is your divine essence being manifest. Depending upon your higher self and how much you can handle within your physical structure, you will receive more of this essence into your being. Right now, most of you have received just a small spark. It is remembrance. It's an essence of each of us. As I, as the Lord of the Great Bear Star System, overlay these energies into each of you. And why? Why am I here at this time? Because it is time. It is time for us to communicate. It is time for us to understand that when you receive essences within your sky, that there is a message. And the message is, we know, we understand, and we walk with each of you through this process of your divinity, to make it better and better and better. As it is not appropriate not to have a world full of oneness. And this is what we shine to each of you in this moment. Let us take a breath and feel these essences. Just think about it. If every human being could feel their own divine essence being manifested through their third eye and their heart, how much difference this world would be. And this is why we are here. We are here to share with you how to do this so that you can share with others. Right now, what you have received through this frequency of light is a vibrational attunement that's going to allow you to center upon the energies within yourself to make the necessary changes. During this period, you may feel fluctuations of emotion, fluctuations of thought processes, flashes of remembrance. Whatever you do, just remember to tap your third eye and to tap your heart. You must connect to both, because the third eye can perceive deeply, but without the heart center being activated within it, it becomes a mental thought. It becomes a lower energy thought. So you must tap within the heart center at the same time, alternately, and it will help you to reflect into all that you are. Without doing them together, you will be receiving, but not in the space of wholeness that you are. Let us think right now of the stars that you have become, the portion of your star essence being embodied within you. It does not matter if you feel like you are from Pleiades or you're from Arcturus or any of the other star systems. We are all one together. We were one together originally. And now we are coming back into that divine creation that is us. So what you experience, we are experiencing, because we are totally connected, especially after this evening. Let us think about the ones on the earth that are hurting and send them this star glyph now. With a breath, just breathe. And a tap through your third eye and your heart, connect to your home planet and send this light around the world. Received her star glyph, and now she's relaxing, as now we are all connected within that oneness. Feel that energy now being reactivated within you. No longer send it out, but bring it back in. Bring that essence in. Whenever you connect with someone in this manner through each of us, you must always remember to bring it back into yourself. That will create the full connection of our hearts and our essences of this ray to be fully within each of us of the light that we are. Feel the blue gold completely circling within the temple, within each of us and each other. It is my divine pleasure to be able to express this essence unto you, and I, and all the others that are here with us, feel it also. We are all different species, but we are one. Just as you have many different species on your planet. Let us come into that oneness together by this connection. Look for the meteor love shower. Even if you don't see it, Feel it. Feel that essence. Feel the sparkles of light. Feel the stars upon stars all combining within each other. Now you are one of those stars. It is not just about the planetary stars in the skies. It is about each of us being those stars within one another. I'm deeply honored, deeply, deeply honored to be able to speak in this beautiful temple. And I do hope that I do return. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for allowing me to be here in your hearts and within your intuitive minds. I am real. We are all real. We are just not within the structure that you are used to. So let us come into that complete wholeness together in the frequency of the light that we are. I am Lord of the Great Bear Star System, embracing you with all the beings that are part of my essence in deep love and appreciation of this experience in this moment. I am one with each of you. Okay, let's breathe deeply. Thank you, Lord of the Great Bears System. Thank you for being with us and all the other beings, which many are always here in this temple, but it is more predominant this evening. We arise from our chairs and we walk up the steps. You may find a connection with someone. And we see Yom Tias and bid farewell. And the Archangel Michael warriors. And we step down onto the steps, into the pathway, taking us through the garden, back across the bridge and gathering together. Let's take a moment. Feel your Merkaba spinning very quickly and swiftly. As now we lift off and we move down from the multi-universal level, spinning downwards and downwards into the universal level, into the intergalactic level, into the solar level, and back into the earth plane. Feel yourself returning into your physical body, into the location where you reside, taking a deep breath. This is Christine Miller Essay with my Kaden. Thank you so much for being with us tonight for another magnificent journey to the temple.
Thank you, everybody.